All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the United Center, and we have some great matches lined up for you, including Gentleman Chris Adams taking on the living legend Larry Zbysko, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert taking on Jerry the King Lawler, and then in our main event, the American Tag Team titles on the line, with Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defending the titles against the Acolytes. So a great card coming up today. Let's get right into it. Our opening match has Davey Boy Smith facing off against Beef Stew Lou Marconi. And Smith has an easy squash match with Marconi. Marconi looks like he barely bothered to come down to the ring. Smith gets the easy win with the running power slam in a time of 1 minute 58 seconds. Next match has gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against Jimmy Golden. And Garvin and Golden begin a good match. I say begin because Robert Fuller makes an appearance very quickly into the match. When Garvin gets a decided advantage over Golden, Fuller climbs onto the ring apron. Garvin nails Golden with a brainbuster, but he takes a swing at Fuller instead of going for the pin. Fuller ducks the punch. Dylan drags Golden from the ring. Fuller drops from the ring apron and helps Dylan take Golden back to the dressing room. Tommy Young has no choice but to count Golden out and award the match to Garvin. So your winner by countout in a time of 3 minutes, 27 seconds is gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Next match has Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion taking on the State Patrol. The surprise team of the summer takes on one of the more solid tag teams in the Illinois Tag Team Division. Both teams should be considered top contenders for the titles. However, the Stud Stable really wants nothing to do with either of these teams. The State Patrol puts on a great match against Graham and Stallion. However, Graham's strength eventually overwhelms Parker. Parker is forced to submit to Graham's bear hug, but not before Wright tries to break everything up. Stallion tackles Wright, and the two of them roll out of the ring. Graham celebrates the win in the ring as Stallion whips Wright into the guardrail. Your winners are Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion in a time of 5 minutes, 51 seconds, making them another notch higher in the run for the Illinois Tag Team titles. Speaking of titles, yesterday in Calgary, International Heavyweight Champion Rick Rude successfully defended the title against Jim the Anvil Neidhart in a grueling match, but one that, again, I would love to have that here in the PWA, but we deal with the territories as they are. But Rick Rude is still the International Heavyweight Champion. Next match is one of the great ones on the card. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko. And Adams and Zbysko have a great match. They're evenly matched until Adams counters the Larryland sleeper with a back suplex. As Zbysko gets back to his feet, Adams nails him with the superkick for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 7 seconds. After the match, Adams helps Zbysko to his feet and they shake hands. The crowd has a mixed reaction to the sportsmanship being shown. Sunshine climbs into the ring with the microphone. She tells Adams to wait for a moment because she has a business proposition for him. Sunshine offers a place for him and Garvin in her stable. It's becoming ever more understood that people need to band together against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. She tells him to think about it, but the offer only lasts until the end of the night. Adams leaves the ring with a thoughtful expression on his face. Sunshine and Zbysko look like he's already said yes. So we have Sunshine trying to bring about a bigger stable to ward off against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. And speaking of them, we have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Jerry the King Lawler in the next match. And Eddie and Missy come out to the ring first. Missy takes the microphone away from the ring announcer and starts ranting about all the things that are wrong with Sunshine and her men. She tells the gorgeous gentleman that if they want to return to the success they had in the York Foundation, they need to come and join Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. That's the only logical place for them to find their true potential in the PWA. In fact, she goes on to say that her goal is to show every wrestler in the PWA their true potential. Well, almost every wrestler. She says the one wrestler she has no desire to find his potential is Jerry Lawler. Lawler has always been a thorn in Eddie's side forever. There is no way that she would ever even consider him for a spot in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Of course, this brings Jerry out. Jerry has his own microphone at the top of the entrance ramp. He tells Missy and Eddie that he'd rather eat dog food than ever join Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. That's the place where wrestlers who have proven their potential go to let their careers die. He begins with Eddie, who hasn't held a title in the PWA for almost a year and a half. Then he goes to Doug, who lost the Interstate 74 title to the Brooklyn Brawler. He moves on to Iron Mike Sharp, but Eddie cuts him off. Eddie challenges him to put his money where his mouth is and show him how much better he is than Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Jerry rushes the ring and slides in. Eddie attacks him immediately. The brawl goes back and forth for 10 minutes. Eddie finds himself in a tight spot, but he makes his way out by throwing a fireball into Jerry's face to get the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 13 seconds. After the match, the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rushes the ring. Everybody beats down on Jerry. After a little bit, Jerry is able to fight off much of their attacks, but the numbers eventually take their toll. Eddie and Doug drill him into the ring steps with a spike pile driver off the ring apron, and Doug coming off the middle turnbuckle. The EMTs rush down to check on Jerry as Hot Stuff and Hyatt International leave the ringside area. Now we have one that I didn't talk about in the beginning because it's a blending that I don't normally do, but I think over the course of this fall, I do it far more often than I would normally do it. But here we have crossings of storylines. And this week we have the two big storylines this season crossing paths once again in a tag team match, where you have Terry Taylor and Mark Merrow facing off against Rick the Model Martel and Johnny B. Badd. All four men can't contain themselves to stay out of the ring. After 9 minutes of trying to establish and maintain order, David Manning calls for the bell. He rules the match a no contest because none of the wrestlers will listen to him. Despite the match being over, none of the four men seem to care. They tear into each other. The brawl finally ends as Taylor and Merrow send Martel through a table with a double backdrop. Taylor and Merrow then spike Badd with a pile driver onto the concrete floor before leaving the ring. Backstage, Lance Russell catches up with the Gorgeous Gentlemen, who have received a couple of good business opportunities tonight. Lance asks them about the two competing offers about their futures. Garvin speaks about Missy's desire to maximize his potential being only a locker room thing. It wouldn't go further from there. Adam speaks about Sunshine's change from the whole good girl image that she used to have. Both think that she's simply struggling to find herself. Adam announces that they have accepted a third offer that was given to them privately. Again, it is another woman who is seeking to create a great stable, but she also knows who she is and her place in the PWA. They wave off camera and welcome Michelle McCool, announcing her as their new manager. Michelle accepts the idea that she is the ninja manager of the PWA. She's not out there prostituting herself to try to get wrestlers to join her stable. She's simply doing what any good manager should do. Recognizing the talent that is there and figuring out a way to make the most of what's there. She calls herself the Billy Bean of the PWA, taking up the cause of those everyone overlooks. She promises more addition to her stable in the next few months as they walk off camera. All right, so the Gorgeous Gentlemen have joined forces with Michelle McCool, being in there with the Nightmares and Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. That is a formidable stable right there. Speaking of formidable stables, you've got the other two big ones, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Sunshine's Men, battling it out in our main event. As Hot Stuff and Hyatt bring out their American Tag Team Champions, Iceman King Parsons and Austin Idol, and Sunshine brings out the former International Tag Team Champions and two-time former American Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes. Sunshine leads the challengers out to the ring. Missy leads the champions out to the ring, but they are quickly followed by the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The rest of Sunshine's men are right on their heels. Before all hell breaks loose, Answer to No One begins to play. I appear on the Jumbotron and demand that everyone except the two tag teams involved in the match leave the ringside area. I am tired of constant interference or even the intimation of such interference. When no one moves for 2 minutes, I then order everyone to leave the ring, or I am vacating the titles, and everyone, including the fans, will walk away from tonight's event in a bad mood. The wrestlers themselves will walk away from the PWA forever. After a brief moment, everyone leaves the ringside area and heads back to their dressing rooms. I tell the fans that there is nothing to fear. I instruct the ring crew to set up the cage around the ring. They quickly get the cage walls up around the ring so that we can finally start the main event without worries of interference from either side. The two teams come back to the ring and climb into the cage. The four men have a bloodbath inside the cage. There's no tags, just a brawl. Referee Jerry Calhoun stays out of the way and is ready to make the pinfall count. Iceman and Bradshaw brawl with each other while Idol and Farouk square off. Bradshaw scrapes Iceman's forehead against the cage wall. Idol ties Farouk up in the ring ropes. Idol nails Bradshaw from behind. The champions double-team Bradshaw while Farouk struggles to free himself. Bradshaw ducks a double clothesline from the champions and comes off the opposite ropes with a double clothesline of his own. Farouk finally frees himself from the ropes. Idol gets back to his feet, but Farouk takes him down with a football tackle. Bradshaw nails Iceman with a running power slam into the turnbuckle before dropping him in a tombstone for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 32 seconds. The winners and new American Tag Team Champions are Farouk and Bradshaw, the Acolytes. As they climb out of the cage, Sunshine meets them with the title belt for their third reign as champions. A great card tonight. Next week is our fifth Wednesday card at the Shirk Center. Another great lineup there as well. Reminding you of one of the big events being Iron Mike Sharp and Devon Storm in a Fans Bring the Weapons match lined up before their Loser Leaves PWA match in a couple of weeks. That's next week. The Interstate 74 titles on the line, as well as a number one contenders match for the American Tag Team titles. Ordinarily, it would just be automatic that Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol would be the automatic number one contenders, but we have the gorgeous gentlemen who have also made themselves a point as well. But then again, we also have the gorgeous gentlemen having turned down spots in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Sunshine's Men to join forces with Michelle McCool's Nightmares. So it's going to be an interesting card next week, just like it was this week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I'll see you next week.